Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
Hey there, my friends, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic, Calm, Control, and Courage Daily. Your boy Dylan Brooks here, ready to dive into something real, something powerful, something we all grapple with at some point in life, building resilience and coping with adversity. Ever feel like you're being tossed around by the waves of life? You know that feeling when a curveball gets thrown your way, and suddenly everything feels off-kilter? Well, I'm here to tell you, that's completely normal. It's part of the human experience. But here is the kicker. It doesn't have to control us. We can actually learn to ride those waves to become stronger in the face of challenges, and even find unexpected strength within ourselves. That's what resilience is all about, the ability to bounce back, to adapt, to grow even when things get tough. And trust me, my friends, building this inner fortress is more important than ever in today's world. So, let's unpack some actionable strategies you can start using right now to build that resilience muscle and become a master of coping with adversity. First up, accept that setbacks are inevitable. Life is a wild ride, full of unexpected twists and turns. Pretending everything will always go smoothly is setting yourself up for disappointment. Instead, embrace the reality that challenges are going to happen. It's not about avoiding them, it's about how you respond when they hit. Next, cultivate a growth mindset. This means viewing obstacles as opportunities for learning and growth. Think of it like this. Every time you face a challenge, ask yourself, what can I learn from this, or how can I use this to become stronger? Instead of seeing setbacks as failures, see them as stepping stones on your journey. Now, practice self-compassion. This is crucial, my friends. Be kind to yourself, especially during tough times. Avoid beating yourself up over mistakes. Instead, offer yourself the same understanding and support you would give a friend going through something difficult. Remember, you're human, and that means making mistakes. It's all part of the learning process. Next, build a strong support network. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, encourage you, and believe in you. These are your anchors during stormy seas. Lean on them when you need to vent, celebrate your wins with them, and remember that you don't have to face adversity alone. Lastly, find healthy ways to manage stress. This could include anything from exercise to meditation, spending time in nature, listening to music, or engaging in hobbies you enjoy. Whatever works for you, make sure you have some go-to strategies for unwinding and keeping your cool when things get hectic. Picture this. You're preparing for a big presentation at work, your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and suddenly, doubt creeps in, what if I mess up? You feel that familiar wave of anxiety wash over you. But wait, remember what we talked about today. First, acknowledge those feelings. It's okay to feel anxious, it's human. Next, remind yourself that you've prepared well and have the knowledge and skills to succeed. Visualize yourself delivering a confident and impactful presentation. Take a deep breath, center yourself, and remember your support network there cheering for you. Remember, building resilience is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others, but by consistently practicing these strategies, you'll find yourself weathering the storms with more grace and strength than ever before. So go out there, my friends, and face those challenges head on. Remember to accept setbacks as opportunities for growth, cultivate that self-compassion, lean on your support network, and manage stress in healthy ways. You've got this. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button if you found this episode valuable. Share it with a friend who could use some encouragement. Let's spread the Stoic spirit together. Until next time, stay calm, control your thoughts, and embrace courage in every step you take.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.